Today's Gospel highlights for us a very human quirk, in that we only truly recognize Jesus in his absence, not in his presence to us. That we look back to the events of our lives and say, "Oh, how stupid of me, Jesus was there all the time, but I didn't see it then. Did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us? So why don't we pay attention to the point at which our heart burns, the point at which Jesus is present to us?" As I said, this is a human quirk, and here in the Gospel, this quirk becomes part of the message of the Good News, part of the message of the Resurrection. That Jesus is walking with us, that he is on our life's journey, and that it doesn't really matter whether we recognize that or not from moment to moment. We are, however, called to reflect on our lives and to see where and how Jesus has been present to us. And maybe when we can recognize those points in the past, we can recognize how he is present to us right here and right now, in the situation in which we find ourselves, dealing with the very problems and depressions, or even the joys and the upliftments that we have in our life now. Reflecting on this Gospel helps us to reflect on our life's journey, and how after the resurrection Jesus is with his disciples in so many different ways. Yet each resurrection narrative tells us how difficult it was for those disciples to see and to embrace the risen Lord. When the women go with the story that he is no longer there and the message of an angel, Simon Peter and the other disciples do not believe them. When Mary is at the tomb in John's Gospel, she does not recognize Jesus, she sees a gardener instead. And so here with the road to Emmaus, with the disciples actually speaking about Jesus, and Jesus speaking about himself, they still cannot recognize him fully until he is gone from their midst. And even that going does not mean that he fully leaves them, because the message is that the risen Christ walks with us constantly in our lives, and that we have to cultivate that gift of insight and intelligence to see his presence, to embrace that presence, to discern that presence to us all the time. Yes, fortunately the Church has the liturgy in which we can recognize that presence among us in the Eucharist. And so too, today's Gospel points to the reality of Christ with us in the Eucharist. Today's Gospel also points to the reality of Christ present to us before the bread is broken. In the very walk of our lives, and in the hearing of the Good News, there Christ too is truly present. So in this Easter week, we are called to stand still on the glory of Easter Sunday, which spills over to 8 days, 8 single days of resurrection, so that we, by this Holy Week of resurrection, not the Holy Week of death, that in this Holy Week, this holy single day of 8 days of the resurrection, we can look to our lives and we can see the every moment in which Jesus is present to us. So then we can embrace his truth and the joy which he offers at any moment. Let us look for the joyful presence of Christ. Let us recognize him in our lives. let us embrace and rejoice that truly He is risen, and we with Him. Amen.